Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
I want to begin by reading a part of Psalm 95 because it really demonstrates our worship in response to the fear of the Lord in our lives. It says, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise, the fear of the Lord in our lives." It says, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hands." Today, I want us to understand and to really realize, to grasp who our God really is in our lives. He is our Creator. And not our Creator alone, but of the world and this universe. He deserves our respect. He deserves our honor, and he deserves our love and obedience. Now, he has great plans for us this year. How many of you believe God has great plans for you this year? Well, the devil will oppose God's blessings and prophetic plans for you this year. But the Bible tells us that as we reverence God and his word, it will deter the devil. Our reverence for God empowers our strength against the enemy. Proverbs chapter 19 and 23 says, "The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction." That word means abundance. "And he will not be visited with evil." You see, your reverence for God defeats the devil's attacks against you. Listen to what James 4 and 7 says. It says, "Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." And then the next verse begins by saying, "Draw near to God." Now, the word "submit" in that verse is a military term. It gives this verse further warfare advantage because it reminds us to stay in our proper rank when fighting the devil. That word "submit" actually means stay in your proper rank. You see, it's God's authority through Jesus Christ that defeats the devil, not you. Never try to fight the devil on your own. You're going to lose. You can't win. To have authority, you must be under authority. Now, that's a very profound statement, so I don't want it to just go over your head. So look at someone next to you and say, "To have authority, you must be under authority." See, your disobedience to God cancels your protection and your authority against the enemy. It's when we walk under God's authority, that's what causes the devil to run. And the closer you get to God, the further the devil runs from you. We need to pause and give God a hand of praise for that. You want to know why? Because your true submission to God shows the devil you're not a part of his rebellion. See, and we don't think about these things. You know, we think about obedience and disobedience in a more trivial sense. But you have to know that you're being watched in the realm of the spirit. Your responses to God, how much you pray, how much you read the Bible, what you take time with other things. They're watching. And when you disobey God, they're watching and they're wondering, what team is he really on? Maybe we can flip him. Because that disobedience right there, that's called rebellion. What is the definition of the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord is a reverential awe of God. It's worship. It's giving him esteem and complete submission. I'm under his authority. That means total obedience to his holy word, the Bible. I honor God. I worship God. I fear God. And let me say something that I want you to remember. The fear of the Lord is divine protection against the devil's strategy to get you to disobey God. I'm going to say it again. The fear of the Lord is divine protection against the devil's strategy to get you to disobey God. I'm going to give you an example. When the devil tempted Joseph to sleep with Potiphar's wife, listen to what Joseph said. And he said it because he possessed the fear of the Lord. This is found in Genesis 39 and 9. How could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? Although she kept asking Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her. See, it's possible to resist sexual temptation by the fear of the Lord. Now, this is a big deal. We don't talk about that enough. People are violating every day God's command that marriage is the only way you should be involved physically. In Hollywood, in many places, beyond that, on movies and just life itself, people living together. And they say, oh, we're just living together and nothing else is happening. Well, probably the next thing that's happening and that you're not telling me about is you got lying going on in that house. We sleep in the same bed, but we don't do anything. Lots of lying going on in that house. But listen, folks, we need to run away. The Bible says, flee youthful lust. I don't know what age you stop being youthful, because I think lust will follow you until you make your transition to heaven. Nevertheless, you still have to flee. The young people have to run, but the older people, they got at least limp. I want nothing to do with that. Oh, Lord, this is getting heavy. I better. It is possible to resist sexual temptation by the fear of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13, it says, all who fear the Lord will hate evil. Don't you hate that? Yeah. It's not in God's context of relationship. I hate that. It's evil.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, I've been teaching this series because we're engaged in a spiritual war with the devil for our divine purpose, potential, our families, and even our eternal soul. Because the devil wants us to join him in the lake of fire. Somebody raise your hand and say, I'm not going. Folks, one day everyone will be judged for their behavior. Now, I'm talking spiritual things to you here because I'm talking from the Word of God. And the Word of God is truth. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 13. It says, all will be judged according to their deeds. Then death and the grave were thrown into the lake of fire. This lake of fire is the second death. And anyone whose name was not found recorded in the book of life, you get in that book by accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord and walking in obedience to God, you see. Anyone whose name was not recorded in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire for all eternity. Folks, this is nothing that we can put off. It's real, this conversation we're having today. Because what's happening now will determine our eternal destiny. Now, the Bible warns us in Ephesians chapter 6 and 11, put on the full armor of God so that you are able to stand against all of the schemes of the devil. And he's got some whoppers, some doozies. His schemes mostly relate to relationships. He wants you to follow people in the wrong direction, do things with people inappropriately. Anything he can do to use another human being to lead you astray, that's one of his schemes. However, behind the person, there's a spirit. And that's what the Bible wants us to know. You are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits. Many of us look at people and we say, well, I don't know how they could do that. Well, when you look at the heinous crime, how can they do that? Evil spirits. People don't like to hear it. How are people so confused today? Evil spirits. How can people have dual personalities and they act like this today and then the next minute they're acting like this and the next day they're totally different evil spirits. They exist. I'm reading it to you. You're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world and against evil spirits. We're dealing with evil spirits every day. The Bible tells us every person that is not under God's control is under the devil's control. And our main enemy is the devil, the great deceiver. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and 8, it says, stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. So stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. The devil rebelled against God. You can rebel against God, but something's going to happen. The Bible says he was thrown out of heaven because he wanted to be God. He still wants to be God. In fact, the scripture refers to him as the God of this world. But because of that, he works to diminish the recognition of the true and living God. He does everything he can to diminish God's holiness, God's sovereignty, his infallible word, the Bible. He's doing everything he can to say, don't give God the glory. Treat him, ignore him, disdain him, but don't give him the glory. I'm the God of this world. I want to read to you a survey from the American Worldview Inventory 2025. Listen to what it said. It revealed that American adults have dramatically redefined the very nature and existence of God, contributing to widespread worldview confusion and a significant shift away from the God of the Bible. This is what's going on in our society today. This is 2025, this report has come out. Listen to the rest. Despite 2/3 of Americans identifying as Christians, the majority of adults now reject core biblical teachings about God's nature, embracing instead an eclectic mix of beliefs drawn from competing worldviews. People are mixing up the religions. It says Americans identifying as Christians are mixing up the religions. This is known as syncretism. It is now the dominant worldview of American adults. The research shows that only 60% of self-described Christians believe in one supreme spiritual being who created and rules everything in existence, a belief that is considered foundational to biblical Christianity. But the remaining 40% of self-identified Christians hold contradictory views about God. Now, the Bible says one of the ways that the devil will deceive Christians in the last days is by introducing new doctrines and new ideas contrary to the word of God. We find that in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and 1, it says, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times, some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm not telling you to change your church, but I am going to say this. Look, this is the time, more than ever before, that you attend a church that teaches the Bible, uncut, unedited, with scripture verses to confirm what is being said across the pulpit. People say, well, my friends attend the other church. That's why we go together. My family has been going to that church for years. Folks, listen, attending church is an eternal matter. It's not an earthly get-together. It's not a fellowship time you should be thinking about. It's an eternal matter. What feeds your soul? The word of God. So that you're not deceived and you will make heaven. In Acts chapter 17 and 10, it tells us that the believers sent Paul and Silas to Berea. And when they arrived there, they went to the Jewish synagogue, and the people of Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica. They wanted to hear what they had to say. They were listening eagerly to the message. But they searched the scriptures day after day to see if Paul and Silas were teaching the truth. Would to God that the church would do that today. You can't just receive what someone is telling you over the pulpit. Where's the verse? Where does it say it? Let me read it. Let me hear it. Let me see it. What is wrong with the church today that we allow someone to get up and just spew out their ideas and not being like the church in Berea and say, show it to me, buddy. Where does it say that in the Bible? That's why so many people are confused today. God didn't say it. Somebody else's idea. Because God's word is truth. And whatever God says will come to pass. Let's give God's word appreciation. This is the word. This is it. This is what we follow, not man's opinion. Now, the devil doesn't want believers to possess the fear of the Lord. The devil is using this world and its culture to attempt to dumb down our commitment to God and his church. Okay, ushers, lock the doors. Because it's working with a lot of people already. The devil is tempting us to make our daily lives and our families our priority. His deception is our buy-in to say, yeah, we're too busy to go to church. We're too busy to be there. We're too busy to give because we have a planned vacation. We don't have time for God's purposes because we're up and doing. We can't fulfill the assignments of God because we have our own plans. And by the way, God understands all this. He knows we're busy. But Jesus called the devil the father of lies and deception. He is. Listen to what Jesus said in John 8:44. He was talking to religious leaders. He said, you are of your father, the devil. Jesus was direct. No pushover. You are of your father, the devil. And you love to do evil things like he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth. The devil hates the truth. Why would you believe the devil? Why would you believe someone who hates the truth? The Bible says there's no truth in him. That means he can't tell the truth.
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the media tab and click on audio. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of today's message is Defeating the Devil with Fear of the Lord, Part 1. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness, your love, your grace, and your favor, the divine favor that you give us in our lives. Lord, help us to be responsible with that favor, that we will share with others the favor you've given us when we're supposed to, and we'll also withhold the favor when we should withhold it. Lord, you want everyone to look to you for salvation and for help. Help us not to stand in the way, but help us, Lord, to speak your word and to encourage people to know you in a better way. Bless your people today. We just ask for supernatural favor upon all of our lives. Thank you for life, for health, for strength. Thank you, Lord God. that our troubles are behind us, even as we keep our trust in you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.